The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On the 94.5, The Answer guest line, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, Joey. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing exceptionally well, considering the fact that I'm going to be able to get a haircut next week.
I know. I hope everybody is as excited as I am, too.
That is just great news. Let's talk for a minute about how did you guys decide that next week is the time that these businesses can reopen?
So, you know, Accelerate SC, we talked about that last week, but has been a great guide for that. We have been asking industries to get us their guidelines. You know, the governor has been very deliberate about making sure that businesses have had a say in what their guidelines look like. So as we were getting those guidelines in, we were going over them and then turning it around in suggestions with how long of a lead time they would need. Like your groups would need to get ready for an opening. So that kind of all played a part in it. So that's what we've been doing every day, getting guidelines, looking them over, and getting them out there so we can get South Carolina back up and going.
Sure, and that's such an important thing to do. Congressman Timmons was on with me a little earlier this morning, and you know, we're talking about, of course, the Democrats in Washington. Speaker Pelosi sent a Mother's Day message to the Democrat leadership, and they're working on another $2 trillion-plus package of benefits. And look, I'm all for helping Americans when it's needed, and there are a lot of people hurting out there. But don't you think the best thing we can do is just get businesses back open so people can go back to work, earn an income, and pay their bills?
Absolutely right, Joey. And that's what the governor was saying yesterday. That's the best thing we can do is get everybody working. We are looking at do that and doing it as safely as possible, because that's the key, right? We want to make sure we're keeping people safe. And these guidelines, they have a dual role. It's not so much the guidelines so business could get open. These are guidelines that have been looked over by DHEC to make sure that we're keeping customers and employees safe too, right? We want to make sure that we balanced everything going into this, we want to balance it coming out. So it doesn't help if we just say, okay, everybody open, but everybody's afraid to go, right? We open small retail. There's not a whole lot of small retail has reopened up.
Yeah.
So, you know, and so we want to make sure that people feel safe. You know, we want people to, not only businesses to open their doors, but you and I feel safe going there to get our hair done or our nails done or whatever we need to do.
Sure. You know, yesterday I could not wait to go have lunch somewhere, to be able to actually dine in. But I noticed, I sat there and I observed people coming into the restaurant, and I watched the restaurant staff. And, you know, I think that we're all responsible adults, and we just have to keep reminding one another to do the things that are suggested, you know, wash our hands and all. But I noticed, like the restaurant yesterday, of course, adhering to the guidelines. They had, you know, every other table, they had, you know, tables that were pushed off to the corner that you could not sit at. They had every other booth open. And, you know, I think if you allow businesses to do that, they will take that responsibility, be able to reopen, be able to start paying their employees, and slowly we'll go back into this and be safe, as you said, just be safe with how we do that.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think the governor made an excellent point when asked, you know, who is going to monitor, and he said, "There's a new sheriff in town, right? Everybody's got a cell phone. If you would have walked into that restaurant yesterday and maybe servers weren't wearing masks or people were close and they didn't distance people, you would probably never go back and you would tell 10 people, I went there and I didn't feel comfortable," right? So, you know, it's just like you said, we're allowing people to make their own decisions. And I think business owners know in this customer service environment we live in, that you have to make people safe. So he feels very confident, as I do, in the people of South Carolina and our business owners, that they're going to do the right thing and use the guidelines for what they were intended.
Right, right. So what are the next steps? What's next with Accelerate SC?
So we are looking, you saw yesterday, Protection and Resource got together. We are finding more ways of getting more protection here to South Carolina. The governor was in Charleston yesterday. Three Dream Lifters came in with more supplies and PPE. So we make sure that, you know, with these guidelines, people have access. You know, that's very important as we open up. We're going to continue on that, working with companies. We would love to see South Carolina become the PPE manufacturing mecca right here in our own state, right? There's lots of opportunities now coming out of this pandemic and what we can do to keep our economy going. And I think that's going to be a big industry now that we've seen. I think there's a lot of industries. Don't you agree, Joey, that we are now, you know, our president's been saying for a long time of things we needed to do here. And for national security. And I think this has really opened the eyes of the masses and given opportunity to people, to all of our entrepreneurs out there going, oh, wow, this is a weak spot. Maybe it's a good niche I should jump into.
Sure, sure. And provide jobs. And there's just, you know, maybe that will be one of the positive things that comes out of this pandemic, is that we move those jobs back to our own soil here and hopefully in South Carolina, in the Palmetto State, because we're very qualified. I mean, we were the textile capital of the world for many, many years. You know, we have a lot of plants already out there and a lot of dedicated South Carolina citizens who want those jobs.
Well, I mean, a big shout out to Milliken. I know Senator Graham talked about it. Milliken has turned their production of material into producing PPE. I think that's a huge thing. And right here in our state of South Carolina, so we have a lot to be proud of. Our businesses have really stepped up to fill in this need gap. Lots of people switched over to making masks. We have a great group. It just shows the resiliency of South Carolinians, I think, in times like this.
Yep. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, thanks for checking in, and thanks for that good news that Governor McMaster and you provided yesterday. More South Carolina businesses reopening, and look, we're all going to be able to get a haircut. I know the governor probably is going to be one of the first to get one next week.
And I told him what you said. I told him, you know, Nana wanted that haircut. And
yes.
So he was laughing. So I think we're going to see all of us getting our haircut next week.
Yeah. Be safe, and thanks for the update on this Tuesday morning.
All right, Joey. Take care. You guys be safe, too.
All right. Sure thing.